Here's one of these texts that's come in. Now I'm picturing Crowley telling a couple of pandas getting busy. Hey, stop it. And putting a condom on the mail. No, part of the proceeds of the condoms for koalas program will go into actual experts being the ones that do that.
Not you.
Yeah, I'm not fitting.
You're going to build a team.
Yes, I'm going to put together a team. I'm going to hire a crack staff, and they're gonna fit these koalas with condoms. It's a big issue, the chlamydia.
You seem real.
Did you just stumble worried on this because of, like, AI and Google?
No clue really how we got there.
I know exactly how we got there.
Wait, tell.
You're talking about pandas.
Yeah, we're talking about pandas. And
oh, someone called me a panda bear.
And then you said that pandas are mean.
Mm-hmm. And
they're
then
not.
And then here we are.
Yeah, and koalas. And
very good. Yes. If there's any other animals that have significant STD problems, we'd love to hear about it at 412-928-9370.
No, just don't even. Just disregard the number. We don't want to hear about that.
This show has become a animal STD advocacy group.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, I applaud you, really. I mean, you've taken up a noble cause.
I agree.
You've done so without fear or any sort of self-esteem. And
why are you pumping his head up right now to keep this
going? Because I think it's absolutely hilarious, and I love every second of it. I was dying driving in here listening to this.
We can't just sit here and talk about for the umpteenth time, are the Steelers a Super Bowl contender?
Hey, they got a whiteout.
They did.
And they got an end.
They sure did.
I tell you what.
Do we utilize that as the transition to get into football?
I think so. Doran would not be displeased.
All right, Mike Williams, thoughts?
I have vivid memories of Mike Williams at Clemson.
Yep.
Hawking down Saleem Brightwell down the sideline.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I remember it vividly. It was one of Deshaun Watson's, I think, four picks in that game. It's at least three. Saleem picked him off, took it down the sideline. All of a sudden, this thing started running down the sideline really fast. And, like, strides were like 6.5 yards long and just hawked him from behind. Oh, it would have been a pick six. Freak athlete. I did notice in the video yesterday of them warming up, he's a little bit shorter than Pickens. Just a little bit. But, I mean, they've got some big dudes out there now. I mean, he gives you another one-on-one threat that teams have to think about when they go single high safety, like, who's the jump ball guy? You know, where do we cheat the safety?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a different approach than I thought they'd take. I thought they'd go a guy that could play anywhere. I'm not saying he can't, but he's not Cooper Kupp. He's not even Adam Thielen in that regard. But maybe it signals that they're going to try to do more with George. Going to try to move him around a little bit more. If he's going to be a real one, he's got to be able to do that. And that gives them a true split end out there that can take advantage of one-on-one coverage.
I mean, think about it. And Doug brought this up yesterday. Think about 12 personnel with the Steelers now, and you're going to a bunch set, and you got, say, Darnell Washington at the point. You got Pat Freiermuth inside, and you got Mike Williams outside, and George on the backside. Like, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of size to have to cover, or you could just run the football. Like, and with, you know, those guys, I mean, they've built the size up on their offense, and then you have Najee in the backfield. Like that after a while, that wears on you.
I think the way we talked about the Niners going into last year, where when they would play a team, the next week that team would lose. And I don't know that the Steelers are quite there, but you know you play the Steelers after you play them. They've been working on building that identity for a couple of years. And to that point, I mean, Preston Smith and Mike Williams are big, big dudes. Big, strong, physical dudes. And I think you know when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's why the Steelers are as good as they've been in the second half of football games, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're tired of playing the Steelers. Real quick, memory lane, 2016, Pitt 43, Clemson 42. Mike Williams, 15 catches for 202 yards.
Yeah, and
I didn't realize he had that big of a game.
He did. I mean, he's a specimen.
52-70 was Deshaun Watson. His ass.
Three picks or four picks?
Three picks. He threw it 70 times.
Yep. Well, they tried to run it on a fourth
70.
And one. Tried to run it on a fourth and one. It didn't get it.
Was that Blewett who hit the field goal?
Yep. It was Chris Blewett.
It was Chris Blewett.
He did not blow it.
Nope.
Honorary
captain over here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Doran. Yeah, Doran was the Thorne was the reason we won that game.
Yes.
They won the national championship that year.
They did. I'd never been around a fan base that was more kind after a game. It was almost like they were grateful that we beat them, ended the home streak. And incidentally, Louisville just beat them on a night game for the first time. They lost a night game since like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That game was at 3:30. But I do vividly remember that play with Mike Williams coming down the sideline. And I as a quarterback, you know, like even looking at Pitt's team right now, like there's something about having a guy that's 6'3 or 6'4 out there. Just the catch radius, the margin for error, especially with a guy like Russ that likes to float it up there and throw, you know, those moon balls. I mean, there's something about that that I know Arthur Smith likes, and I think it was a conscious effort. I mean, on both sides of the ball to get big athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Tomlin even said something about it a couple weeks ago about Cam Hayward's longevity. You know, he's a big athlete. He's not a big plugger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys that can move but are big, they last longer. Both these guys are 30-plus now, so they got value. You know, they got value. I think they were strategic in that regard. So I agree with what you guys said. I think the Preston Smith pickup's probably a little bit better than the Williams pickup, but Preston Smith is more like immediate help depth. Mike Williams is more insurance policy. I think from, like, to your point, what you're saying coming in, I think they both check different boxes but are positive.
Can you look at this as a positive because of even knowing the situation with the Jets and how it didn't work out with Aaron Rodgers? Like, can he revitalize his career or even his season this year underneath Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a bunch of guys like that. I mean, Van Jefferson's the same way. I mean, you look at all these, Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, and now Mike Williams, all three of them had their best years like 2.5 years ago, right? So, but they haven't really played with a quarterback that could throw it consistently until now. And I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers. Mike Williams has played 7 games with Aaron Rodgers in totality. So it hasn't been enough of a sample size. And they have Garrett Wilson and picked up Devontae Adams. So it's like he just got buried up there. You know, and then Preston Smith the same way. I mean, they go from a 3-4 to a 4-3. And I was curious, too, because I think he – I mean, he's a big dude.
Mm-hmm. Big guy.
Listening to you guys, like, is he going to play outside? He could play the 5 technique, too.
Oh, yeah.
He could line up on the tackle and play 5 technique. So he gives you position flexibility, which adds value to it. Because he's every bit of 270. You know, he could play the 5 technique and, you know, had some depth issues at nose tackle. I mean, I'm not an expert on that, but can you throw Cam down there? You know, does he provide some explosion inside? I mean, I think he gives you some different poker chips to use.
Someone yesterday, and I wish I remember, but I'm too focused on my advocacy for koalas, said that the Steelers with Highsmith, Herbig, Watt, and Preston Smith, it reminds them of what the Giants could do back in like 07 against Tom Brady. We're like, you're probably not going to have all those guys on the field at the same time, but you can start mixing and matching, and you really think about how you can rush the passer in pure passing situations.
Talking about like Strahan, Tuck.
Yeah,
Tuck
and human Europe.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that came to my mind when they picked him up. They're coming off of a game against the Giants where they ran the football on him. And if you look at their outside linebackers, generally, and I'm not saying T.J. Watt's not a great run defender, but they're a little light in the rear end. Herbig's a smaller guy. Watt's not the thickest guy in the world. I mean, whatever his weight is, I would say he is under it on a game day. Highsmith's not the biggest guy in the world. Now you got a thing out there that can really set the edge. I mean, seriously, a guy that can really set the edge, establish the point of attack, and then allow guys to contain it, as opposed to explosive, fast guys that beat you with speed moves. He's a different guy. And that plus the position flexibility plus the value, you know, I would that's in the A category for me, that pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the A category. I'm not sure Williams gets up there. We'll find out. But I don't think they need him to right now. I think he's got some more. I think Preston Smith helps him now.
Yeah.
Is it enough for Williams, Doran, if, okay, you throw him 2 deep balls a game and he winds up catching 4 or 5 balls? I mean, I don't know that you need more than that from Mike Williams.
You would like to get more.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he could be effective in many ways, but I think that even on Sunday that'll probably be incorporated. Like you said it yesterday, maybe even a first play of the game, play action, take a shot, him on the post, and then I was like, hey, have George underneath on a crossing route. So you have, you know, your high level, your low level, and you can pick or choose whatever one is open or not, and you can feed it. And if you complete it to Mike Williams, you're feeling good. You're getting his feet on the ground running. And then if you complete it to George, keep him pretty happy. So I think the deep balls, yeah, like that is the main component to Mike Williams. But I think as the season goes on, he'll be more effective in the whole entire route pass game.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you where it makes a difference, again, from a quarterback standpoint, is in the red zone. When you have the windows get smaller in the red zone, unless you have size. Now you could be theoretically looking at in 11 personnel, you know, in 12 personnel. 6'4", 6'7", 6'5", 6'3", in the red zone. You know, you throw Calvin Austin out there in 11 personnel. You throw Van Jefferson 6'1.5", 6'2". For a guy like Russ, when the windows get smaller, the catch radius gets bigger, who are you going to leave one-on-one? And then if you zone up and cloud up, then you got Austin working up in the slot. So I think it gives them an added value in the red zone, and ultimately, I mean, that's the most important section of the field. I mean, your performance in the red zone will ultimately dictate how good of a football team you are. And if you've got size down there, man, I mean, generally speaking, you're not playing a bunch of 6'2 corners. You're just not. Not a whole lot of Antonio Cromartie's out there that are 6'3". These guys are 6', 5'11". You know, size beats speed down there at times, especially as you get closer to the goal line.
There's not a lot of Antonio Cromartie's out there. There are, however, a lot of Cromartie's.
Yes.
Don't take up a...
condoms for Cromartie.
I knew your head would go there.
That's probably not right. Commanders offense, by the way, just as we're talking about red zone, we were talking about this yesterday. This is insane to me, Pat. 49% of the Commanders drives reach the red zone. 49%. Best since at least the year 2000. And when someone writes at least, that means they probably just got tired of looking it up.
Well, run defense could be really important this week. I think they lead the league in rushing touchdowns, the Commanders. I mean, they can run the football. And when you've got a guy back there that can move too, it adds to it. So they're playing really good. I think they're really confident. I'm a little bit surprised, to be honest, at Jayden Daniels and how quickly he's taken a hold of this thing. But I guess I shouldn't be because of just the body of work and his talent level and what they've built down there.
Don't forget Cliff Kingsbury too.
Yeah, Cliff's done a great job. I mean, he's experienced working with guys like this, right?
Manziel. Exactly.
Kyler Murray, I mean, he's experienced, and this guy's clearly better than both of them and seems to be, he's of the franchise quarterback variety that you can build around. The thing that always concerned me about him is just the injury history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a toothpick back there.
Yeah, string bean.
He is, but he is, it's hard to get your hands on him.